Todd Hunt here with today's word, irregardless.
That's not.
I know. Irregardless is not a word. I wonder where irregardless came from.
Probably a combination of irrespective and regardless.
Well, no matter where it came from, it's wrong.
Does it really matter?
Yes, it matters. That's how we're judged.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, happy 2023. Our first show of the new year. The studio set up nice. The tech is set up nice. I've reorganized everything. I got so much. Look at the lighting. The lighting is ridiculous. And I'm very excited. I got a lot of things going on. I'm going to tell you all about it. But first of all, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through the Facebook live feed, because that's how we broadcast. We've been doing the show for over 10 years, and we've always done it live. There were different formats, but now we're doing it live through Facebook. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening through Facebook. Let's see, do we have any people? Yeah, we got some listeners tonight. And if you cannot listen to the live broadcast of the show, you can always listen to the slightly edited for time. And I say slightly edited for time, slightly my editation, editation? Is that a word? My slightly edited version, because I tend to mess up quite a bit. And that's the edited version that we upload to the podcast, which you can go to podbean.com and you can just type in Radio Irregardless or Mark Scalia or Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And then you can download it through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. There's like six or seven different conduits in which you can actually download it. So that's how we do the show. Let's see, what do we got here? We got some listeners. Thank you, folks, for listening live. And as I always start the show the same way, I'll bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Okay, folks, let's start off. First of all, this is our first show of 2023. I'm very excited. I have been super busy, nonstop, for the past 3 months, and here's the thing. I thought, oh, I'll be very active. I put on some weight. I did. Here's the joke I was doing about New Year's Eve is my wife and I, we were changing clothes. I changed my shirt twice and my jacket and pants because I was getting ready for New Year's Eve. My wife's getting ready. And the whole thing, we're in the changing room, which is literally just behind those curtains, and which you can't see because you're on the podcast. But we were getting ready and we're like, we're so, because we're both, well, I can only speak for me. I don't want to save my wife. I don't want to go down that road. That's an ugly road to go down. But I put on a little bit of weight, and you would think I'm playing Scrooge and I'm in December, but you know, you play Scrooge and I'm doing four or five shows a night, and you would think, oh, but I put on a little weight. So I'm trying to lose the weight. It's so hard because I love, listen to this. Can we do it? Oh, I can't do it for the listeners. This is my Patriots glass. And I will tell you this, I'm very upset. Well, not super upset, but it makes sense. that the Patriots are not in the playoffs this year. That for the first time in like 20, it's like 21 years. That's crazy. The first time in 21 years that the Patriots are not in the playoffs. But yeah, it's whatever. It's fine. I don't care. As long as the Bills don't friggin' make it. F the Bills and the A. Anyway. So let's talk about stuff. The whole 2023. This is our first show of 2023. I was supposed to do a show last week, but my guest actually booked a comedy show, so we didn't get a chance, and I couldn't get a last-minute guest. And I didn't want to do a show that I wasn't excited about. And I was excited because I had a guest, and then I didn't have a guest, so I wasn't excited. Tonight I have a guest, and I'm very excited. And not just that, where is it? Let's put it together. The show bits... The 2023 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival starts, if you look at the calendar on the wall, right there. We're here, right there, folks. It starts a week from tomorrow. And this is the best. We are sold out all three nights. All three nights. Now, here's the thing. People are like, oh, well, you know, that's great. You sold out. I have small venues. 30, 40 seat venues. So I sold them all out. And I sold them out. Plus, I got press coming. I get industry coming, which is like the first time. I'm so excited because the comics from all over the country are going to be coming here and they're going to be doing their sets. And first of all, they're phenomenal comics. And I feel like I know them, but I haven't met them. And I've been sending emails to these folks left and right. And I'm going to do, when they're all here, they want to really explore Salem. We're going to do a tour. I'll do a walking tour for them. I'll give them the history of Salem because why not? You're here. They're going to be drinking. We're going to be telling jokes. We're going to have a bit of a good time. It's the festival. And I don't have that other crappy, you know, the whole, it's festival. And it's, you know, but this is the fun part. And I'm excited about it because finally I can let it all go. There were some glitches about getting rooms and losing rooms and having rooms and not having rooms. And then it was during Christmas and New Year's and so many things. But I'm so excited because we have 15 of the funniest comedians across the country that have submitted to the festival. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them in person. I feel like I know them already. But like I said, we have one of them tonight, which is going to be great. But I don't want to tease, but I'm really excited because we're sold out. The venues are amazing. And I started the festival years ago for comics to come to Salem. And not only that, but for locals to go to the places they've never been and experience comedy on a different level. Because comedy in Salem doesn't stick. But with the festival, I produce a good show. I'll tip my hat. I don't care. Yeah. Tip my hat a little bit. But I'm looking forward to the 2023 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival coming up in a week from tomorrow. I'm so excited. And it's not just that, but since New Year's, I've been busy. If you go to my website, markcilia.com, check out how busy my calendar is. I'm doing corporate events. Well, they're not on there, but they're there another day. But I'm doing corporate events. I'm doing fundraising. I'm doing comedy shows. I'm getting to a point in my life where I'm really starting to enjoy stuff, or at least not constantly. But there are moments where I really enjoy what I do and where my life is. I just wish for people to have a semblance of what I get to enjoy. Because a lot of times, you know, people enjoy their family and they go on vacations and they have, they come home to the house and stuff like that. And I hope everybody gets something like that. But there are a lot of people that hate their life or they hate a good section of their life. A lot of my life annoys me. But I'm a sadomasochist, so a lot of it I kind of like anyway. So, but since New Year's, I've been busy. We did, I did two shows on New Year's Eve. And the thing about that night is the booker who books all the shows, he had 27 shows that night. And the problem is he doesn't have enough comedians. So headlining comics are opening shows. I was one of those comics. I opened one show. I opened a show in Manchester and I closed the show in Pelham. And the shows were phenomenal because there were so many good comics that were doubling up and tripling up. It was just so just amazing. And hopefully that 2023 energy continue. And I'm still in there. I don't know if you folks are, but I'm still in that, you know, hey, it's the first of the year. And speaking of the first of the year, I decided to reorganize my office. Now, you can't see most of it because, you know, with the video, it's limited. And I'm, you know, I don't want to scan the whole room and blah, 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 because, you know, my wife and I, we like to have our privacy, as the English say. Oh, your privacy. So, but this is my office. What you see, I've kind of decorated a little bit. I have some things. I have a thing in front of me, which you cannot see. I've redone some lighting, so the lighting looks great. I've redesigned my office a little bit. I've moved some stuff around. And I've organized underneath. You can't see this either. But under my desk, where my stand-up desk is, my laptop, my mixer, all the stuff that produces this show, underneath it, I've got my Xbox underneath, which is really cool. And I want you folks to Google this. Google Vectrex. Now, it's spelled V-E-C-T-R-E-X, Vectrex. And I have a game. And I had this game since I was a kid. And it's the original game. It's a vector-based game. And it's worth a ton of dough. I didn't know that. You go on eBay, they're selling for like $1,000. And I'm like, I'm sitting on a grand. And I'm like, well, I kind of like it. I don't want it to go anywhere. So I like my game. So I got my game set up. I got my office set up. I redid some of the lighting to make everything nice. And that's kind of where I'm at with 2023. I'm trying to make everything improved so that it's smooth and I can just reach and grab and did something. And I've reorganized all my tech in this area. I've changed all my books. And I will tell you this. This is one of the most important things. Now, every year, people make resolutions. And I know that the resolutions don't stick. Something like, I don't know what the failure rate is, but it's like 70 or 80% of people who make resolutions fail. But what I started doing years ago is called the irresolutions.
And now, Radio Irregardless's New Year's Irresolutions.
The irresolutions is something. Now, originally, the way that I kind of wrote this is I would kind of make fun of things. I would say, yeah, I'll just, why don't you be annoying as fuck for the rest of the year? But here's something I actually thought. And I think this is actually more productive. This is my own personal thing. Week to week, I'm going to pick one task and I'm going to do that task. Does that sound? Instead of going, well, you know, for the year, I want to lose weight. I want to go to the gym. I want to do that. No. Pick a day, pick a week, pick a task. And that's what I decided doing. So what I did is I actually did some research. And these are some of the tasks that I will be doing for the 52 weeks out of 2023. Focus on a passion. That's going to be one of the weeks that I actually, you know, one of the goals of the week. Work out to feel good, not be thinner. Stop gossiping, which I don't overly gossip, but I don't think it's a bad thing. Give one compliment a day. That's going to be tough for me because I'm a sarcastic asshole sometimes, so it's hard for me to do that. Go a day without checking email. Can you? Oh, my wife would lose her mind. I don't think she can do it. Do random acts of kindness. I think that's a good one. Like, can you imagine, like, you get Monday, you're like, you know something? Today I'm gonna go to, like, the Savers, and I'm going to buy something because that money goes to charity, and the next day you'd be like, you know, I'm going to give some money to somebody I see who's homeless, or I'm going to donate some time or donate some money. You know, that would be good. Random acts. Or just say hi. Good morning. Be nice to somebody. My thing is, and I said this to my wife, and this happens to come up, read a book a month. I'm not a big reader, but I'm going to start to read a little bit more. go someplace I've never been. This is a good one. Clean out the clutter. I did all that the first two freaking days. I was like, ain't gonna get rid of that. Here's a good one. Turn off your cell phone one night a week. My wife does that every night. She turns her phone off every single night. I tend to leave my phone on, which, yeah. Reduce your waste. Volunteer. Travel on a small... Oh, volunteer. That's the... Isn't that random act of... I don't know. Maybe that's the same thing. Here, you know something? F that. That got deleted. That totally got deleted just then. Travel on a small budget. Write down one thing you're grateful for every night. Part of your paycheck, put in savings and investments. That's a good idea. Stop multitasking. Try that. And I'm telling you, try for a week. Pick a week. Do this once a day. Just go, you know, today I'm going to read a book. Today I'm going to focus on a passion. Today I'm going to start a new hobby. Just, you don't have to do these over, the whole year. You can do them over a day or a week or a month. It's just to stay proactive. Talk to yourself with kindness. That's an important thing. I have noticed, and I know this show is supposed to be really funny, but I have noticed that a lot of people do not, I think there's a term floating around called self-care. And a lot of people, that term is getting completely twisted, and it's getting like, it's turning into a selfish thing. But self-care, take care of yourselves, folks. Talk to yourself like you love yourself. Do you not love yourself? Or do you not like yourself? Of course you do. Fix the things. Talk to yourself, but talk to yourself with kindness. Call a friend instead of texting them. Clean out your car. Vacuum that shit. Stay in touch with people who matter. That's important. You may think of it in your head. Oh, I miss this person. I love this person. This person's a friend of mine. And then 2 years go by, 5 years go by. You haven't talked to them. And then you talk to them. And people are a little different. People change. So stay in touch. Keep involved with their lives. Try a totally new restaurant. My wife and I, we do that constantly. Start a new hobby. I would like to do that. I've got some things I got planned. Remove negativity or things that are. That's a tough one. But I welcome it. Travel somewhere with no map. Now, for somebody who's a control freak like me, that's a tough one. Do something that scares you. That's tough, too, because nothing really scares me. Try this next one scares me. Try guided meditation. Stretch it out. Oh, stretch it out. Now, I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know if it means when you wake up, stretch or
stretch it out.
Craft something yourself. Now, I will tell you this. This is my desk where my laptop is, the mixer, the keyboard, the mouse, all that stuff. And underneath are all the games. But I couldn't put the games anywhere, so I made a shelf. I literally cut the pipe. I screwed the pipe in. I had these brackets, and I did all this. I put a shelf, and I cut the shelf. I crafted something. And there's a sense of satisfaction with that. So that's what I would recommend. This one, go to bed happy each night. That's a tough one because we're humans. But try. I don't pray. This is a personal thing. I don't know how this is happening, but this is just a stream of consciousness. I don't pray. When I was a kid, I did. But there's something about prayer. There's something about ritual. What do you want to call it? Meditation. What do you want to call it? Ritual or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Do that for yourself. Have some fun with that. Like literally give yourself, let yourself be joyful, childlike, throw caution into the wind. Have a little fun. Talk less, listen more. That's a tough one. And this is important too. Write your goals down. Now, whether you do them or not is another fucking story. But here's what I've started doing. I don't know, you folks who are watching can see it. But if you don't know, I started writing down a lot of stuff. I write down everything. Whether I get to it or not, I don't know. But eventually I kind of go there and I go back and forth. So do that. Write your goals down. So that's what that is. The happening monologue I did already. Oh, real quick, because I got to get to my guest. How about this day in history?
Wait till I tell you what happened
that's
today.
Low.
Would you please that's explain better. Some of what happened today to me, please?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So I'm having a little old fashioned, whereas my good friends at Deacon Giles Distillery, which are part of the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival Saturday night, they have a gold fashion, and this is I've fashioned a gold fashion, a makeshift gold fashion. So let's talk about this quick because I have to get to my guest. I do not want to delay him too much. This is a lot of interesting stuff. On this day in history, this day in 1733, the first polar bear exhibited in America. Do you know where it was? Boston. We have a running joke. We have the Stoneham Zoo, and the fucking polar bear is so old. He was like yellow. So that it could be the same bear. On this day in 1779, John Dickinson, not to be confused with Bruce Dickinson.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
John Dickinson, founding father. Bruce. I did not know that. He was elected delegate for Delaware to the Continental Congress. He's the one who signed the Declaration, one of the founding fathers. On this day in 1788, the first elements of the first fleet carrying 736 convicts from England to Australia arrived at Botany Bay to set up a penal colony.
Botany Bay. Botany Bay.
This is kind of cool. In this date, in 1896, the first demonstration of an X-ray machine in the United States in New York City. Again a first. 1911, the first shipboard landing of a plane. Now, we take this for granted because we have carriers, but that was the first time a plane landed on a fucking boat. Another first. 1951, the first use of a lie detector in the Netherlands. 1967. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, no, no. 1964. The plans for the World Trade Center were announced in New York City, which is kind of cool, but bittersweet. In 1967, Albert DeSalvo, you may not know him by his name, his given name, but his assigned name, the Boston Strangler, was sentenced to life in prison. 1973, John Cleese's final episode of Monty Python's Flying Circus was on the BBC. Ironically, a few shows ago was the debut of Monty Python's The Flying Circus. So it's kind of weird that I'm kind of hitting these two anniversaries. 1975, the Jeffersons spinoff. People don't realize that. The Jeffersons, a spinoff from All in the Family, premiered. The Jeffersons was a spinoff from All in the Family, premiered on CBS. 1991, Eastern Airlines goes out of business after 62 years. 1993, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday observed in all 50 states in the United States for the first time. In 1993. And I say that because we just had MLK Day on Monday. And they just debuted the sculpture in Boston, which some people absolutely love and a lot of people hate. I saw it. I kind of get it, but I don't know. It looks like it's strange. It's like I get what he was going for, what the artist was going for, but I don't know. Moving on. 2015 AFC Championship, the New England Patriots beat the Colts 45-7. The nostalgia of it all. And this will brighten your day. On this day in 2016, the world's 62 richest people are now wealthier than half the world's population, according to Oxfam. Fuck. 62 people. They own more wealth than half the world. Wow. Let that just fucking... I gotta get moving. Today's birthday, Dave Bautista. You might know him. He's Guardians of the Galaxy. He plays Drax. It's Drax. Kevin Costner is 68 today. Jason Segel is 43. And Cary Grant today was his birthday. From 1904 to 1986, he was 82 years old when he died. And one more bit of information my wife wanted to send me. The world's oldest person, Sister Andrea of France, died. Get this, folks. 118 years old. Fuck. Here's the thing. She died Tuesday. She died yesterday. 340 days. Oh, less than a month from 119th goddamn birthday. But she held the record for the oldest living person and the oldest living nun. Wow. You know where she... Come on. You know where she's going. Cut it out. Like, do you not have your ticket punched? You're going. First of all, you're 118 years old. Second of all, you've been a nun for long. You're set. You know, you're all right. You're set. Anyway, let's do this. Folks, I'm having a good time, but I'm going to have more of a good time because I'm going to take our first break. And during the break, you're going to get a chance to listen to one of the comedians that is actually going to be performing at the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Brett Singer will be joining me. So, folks, when we come back, you're going to listen to him live, but you're going to listen to him during the break. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back. We'll see you soon.
At a wedding toast, he confessed to giving the bride chlamydia. People know him as that guy. He'll ask about your children at a urinal. He once approached an undercover officer for drugs in front of a police station. He is the most inappropriate man in the world. I don't often drink beer, but when I do, it's at an AA meeting. Stay thirsty, my friends.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Brett Singer.
My wife said to me, "How come all your comedy friends are women?" I said, "Honey, does that bother you? Do you think I'm going to have an affair?" She said, "That is the funniest thing you've ever said." I've been married for 23 years. Thank you. Wish I'd heard that sound on my wedding night, but thank you very much. The secret to a long marriage is that you gotta work on it. The other day I read this article. It said you're supposed to be your wife's best friend. You should tell her things. So I sent her a text. "Just saw this girl with a great ass." My wife replied. She said, "Gross. Stop following me around the living room." My marriage is going great. I'm a stay-at-home dad. That means my wife makes all the money, and I get to do this when she needs me time. And sometimes I feel inadequate about being a stay-at-home dad. My wife will remind me, "You're raising two great kids." And I remind her, "They're not that great." So I got two kids, one of them is gay. And someone actually said to me, "Brett, do you think your son is gay because you're a stay-at-home dad?" Like he didn't have a strong male role model to look up to. I said, "That is such a rude question, Mom."
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I think I've got this all worked out. Joining me live, and I don't have the applause. Do I not have the fucking applause? There I go. I got the applause. Is joining me live is on the Facebook Instant Messenger, the aforementioned, very funny, Brett Singer, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, let me swap that because we got my get. There he is. Through the magic of video, my lovely listeners can now see us as well. And now this is going to play for like 20 seconds. So, Brett, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very good. I started drinking. not professionally.
Always a good idea.
It's always a good idea. So, Brett, you're going to be one of the comedians for the 2023 Comedy in Spirits Festival. Tell my lovely listeners about you, where you hail from, how long you've been doing it. What got you involved in this? Just kind of just throw it all out there.
I hail from New York. That is where I am born and raised and where I reside. So I never left, essentially. I did go to college in Massachusetts for 4 years.
Well, first of all, where in New York are you from?
I'm from the Bronx and I live in Manhattan.
Okay. Very nice. I met my wife when she lived in Brooklyn, Park Slope, actually, which
also nice.
I know,
Park Slope
nice.
Is lovely.
But yes. And where'd you go to school in Massachusetts?
I went to Clark University.
Is that Whitman?
No, Worcester.
And what did you graduate with?
I graduated with a degree in psychology and theater.
That is all about the comedy. That completely works. That completely works. And how long have you been doing stand-up, my friend?
About 4 years.
And I got to tell you, we got over, and I'm not even joking, we got over 200 submissions for the Comedy Festival. Over 200. And this is, my festival has been going for, since 2016, and we don't do a submission cost or any of that stuff, which I actually, there's a whole reason I don't do any of that, but there's no submission cost. So I get so many submissions. And out of the 200 submissions, I had to whittle it down to 15.
Amazing. I'm very flattered. I didn't know it was quite that many.
But I will tell you this. There's a lot of comics, and you, of course, you're one of them because you're actually going to be in the festival. But a lot of comics, which, you know, and you've been only doing it 4 years, which is amazing. Some comics have submitted 15, 20 years. I've been doing it over 30. And people are like, well, can you offer any advice? And the advice is, if you're funny, I absolutely want you to be here. But then I have to figure out how you fit in the venues. And your style of comedy is so, it's so good. And I think, and you're on the, if I'm not mistaken, you're on the Thursday night?
Correct.
You're on the Thursday night at Notch, and you're going to bury it. You're going to absolutely bury it because the demographic is right there. I want my comics to succeed because I'm a comic. I'm not a booker. I don't do this shit. I want you people to have fun. And you've only been doing it 4 years. You're phenomenally funny for four years.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
I mean, I'm not bullshitting you either. I'm a comic. I speak very truthfully. But you're really, really, really funny. Where else have you performed besides New York? Have you ventured out towards different parts of the country?
I've done some New Jersey. I did Colorado one time. That was fun. I've done Brooklyn, Queens, and I have not done Staten Island yet. That's definitely on the bucket list. I've done the Bronx.
Wait, Staten Island's on the bucket list?
So I've done everything, every borough except for Staten Island.
Okay, you've done the five boroughs, except, well, we haven't done Staten Island.
Done Staten Island. Some people say that doesn't count, but it counts. It absolutely counts.
So now I am 54 years old. And we don't have to reveal your age, but certainly you're not in the 20-something generation. But if you started 4 years ago, what got you to do comedy or start doing comedy 4 years ago?
I had always written jokes. And many years before that, I did a show, which somebody reached out to me. I'm blanking on his name, which I feel badly about. He was a good guy. And
no, don't worry. No, not a lot of people listen to this podcast.
He found me. I was a freelance writer at the time, and I had written something for the AV Club. And he reached out to me and said, "Do you ever want to do stand up?" And I was like, "Okay, why not?" So I put some stuff together. He left me up on stage for about 9 minutes, which was maybe 3 minutes more than I had material for. It was not a bad experience because my friend. Here's the thing. It's your first time doing it. Your friends come. Everybody's nice. You know, isn't this great? You know, you were always funny. You were the funny one, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know anyone else who was doing comedy. So I just didn't continue with it. So fast forward a few years later, I'm in kind of a dark place. And a friend of mine says, let's take a stand-up class.
Okay.
So I said, okay, let's do that. Why not? What else am I doing? And I went through my notebooks because I always kept notebooks. I was always a writer. And I found jokes. I was like, you know what? I've always written jokes. So very few of this was in that first set is, you know, in my set now. You know, there's like one joke that's in a very different form. But, you know, I managed to piece together 5 minutes. I got through the class. The class was basically every week you get up, you do your five, you get some feedback. We did a show. It went well. And I got the bug. And it took a few months before I started really to open mics.
Yeah.
Like I sort of count my date as that first show from that class. That's like my start. That's what I count as my start date.
On the first but class.
The very, very first time I did it, I don't really count because I didn't really continue. I just did it. I did it once. And then I just, you know, I didn't go back to it. But when I took the class, I eventually found my way to start going to open mics at Westside Comedy Club with Felicia Madison. And I found that I fit in. I sort of found a place where I felt comfortable. And then it was off to the races.
And your style of comedy, like we're kind of limited here. So I just play, a minute or so or a minute and a half to kind of bump you in. But your style of comedy is really like it's very personal and it's extremely relatable. It's like both, which I think is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think that's the tough thing because I see a lot of comics, especially and I say younger comics, but. Like technically now see here's the weird thing. I would consider you a younger comic. And I mean and I say younger in the business, but if you're young of age and the young in the business, it's hard to get that relatability, but because maybe you're in your 30s. Let's just go with that. I don't know.
I'm not, but okay.
Age is like it's seriously like wine and whiskey. It just gets better, but you can pull from your life, and there's a truism to it, which you know. And I always thought that, and I still to this day feel that real good comedy is truth wrapped in sarcasm. And that's exactly
well
like
said.
Most of your act is exactly that. You're like, I joke about my, like when you joke about your wife, like, I'm like, okay, I get it. I totally get it. And it's just, it's a really wonderful, and I'm looking forward to you, coming here. Now, have you ever performed in the Boston area before?
I have not. It's sort of always been, I mean, I don't want to say bucket list, but I guess that's maybe a fair thing. I've always wanted to. So I was excited to hear about the festival and even more excited to get in.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, I'm a comic who likes comics and you're going to play that night and you're going to hear me laugh. And I laugh. Mm. I laugh hard. Like I'll laugh.
That's great.
You'll hear me laughing and they're like, and I'm not, you know, I don't phone it in. I'm not that guy. And I really love when comedy works and I love when comedy doesn't work. That's sometimes even a little better sometimes. So
it can be fun,
but let's do this. 9:30. Ooh, let's see. I want to make sure I got enough time. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take our second break and I want you to stay on through the break, Brett. And when we come back, I'm going to play a little game with you. So folks, stick around. And when we come back, we're going to play a game with Brett Singer. And here's what I wanted to do. Folks, this is the most important thing. If you want to follow where Brett Singer is going to be, please do. As I like to say, free stalk them. He's on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. He's at, so matter what demographic you're in, you can find him. He's at The Brett Singer, TheBrettSinger. And if you can't remember any of that, just go to his website, BrettSinger.com. Check out more of him. He's got videos there. He's got his tour dates. He's got his calendar. He's got abouts. He's got his writing credits. There's so many things on there. But stick around because we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to play a little game. We'll be right back.
From 1981 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs were 9 out of 10. However, since 1993, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned, and some, homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he performs in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is playing in the rendition of Grease for the Robin Kowalski Middle School. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over two decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we can all use a little more sax.
This is Christopher Scalia, host of The Restaurant. You're listening to Radio Air Regardless with Mark Scalia. You're probably on death row. Most prison inmates don't have to listen to this, but you probably did something real bad.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I didn't even take the break. I was like, I didn't even swap things out. Because I'm still, it's like you and I is still on screen. It doesn't matter. So, folks, you're back at Radio Regardless. And still, I don't know why, but he's still joining us through Facebook Instant Messenger. And you folks don't know this, but you and I, like, I'm looking at my video screen and you're looking at your video screen. But if you folks look in the upper right-hand corner of Brett's screen, you'll see me because my my iPad is set up over here. It's a whole technical bullshit. I don't know. Like, Brett, are you good with tech? I'm going to look at you for a second.
It's really interesting. When I was a younger man, I used to take computers apart. Like, I would install network cards. I would install hard drives. Mm. I would change I replaced the fan on my laptop, you know, to keep it going. And of late, I find the older I get, I become a technology old person. Like, I become less good at it the older I get. And I'm more and more like asking my younger friends or my children to fix something for me, much to my embarrassment.
You want to hear the weirdest thing? I started watching a shit ton of YouTube videos about repairing old tech, like 90s tech.
Old tech was easier to repair because it had parts.
It did.
Like, you can't take apart a MacBook.
No, because everything's like soldered to the fucking motherboard. Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
It's a sealed box.
Yeah, here's the thing. This whole show is being produced on a 2012 MacBook Pro, which I actually love. Nice. I redid the RAM. I upgraded the software, the hard drive. But, and this is not even a joke, I have a 20, see if, well, I can't, it's all plugged in, but I've got a 2008 MacBook.
Wow.
Which I have not thrown away because I absolutely love it. I'm trying to reinstall Lion onto it so that it boots up to Windows and all this other stuff. But I love the tech stuff. I want to repurpose everything. I just want to make shit work. If this is going to crash, I don't fucking know.
2008's impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, what do you do? Do you have a day? Oh, I hate to say it like that. I really hate to say it.
No,
like
no,
this.
No. You can ask.
I really, really hate when somebody goes, "So you're a comedian, but what do you normally do?" Like I fucking hate that. But I know you're act. You're a stay-at-home dad.
Right. I mean, I do not have any other source of income. I worked as a freelance writer for many years and all the work just dried up. And I actually tried to get back into it recently and it's all clickbait now. It's not what it used to be. It's all 50 things Luke Skywalker said, three will surprise you. You know, that kind of nonsense. And I just, you know, so, and that just, I don't really know how to do that. And I don't know that I want to. And by the way, for the privilege of doing that, they'll pay you $10.
Right. But what were the three things?
Really crappy.
I want to know the three things he didn't. Anyway. So, you know, as far as writing and stuff like that goes, you can still submit. You must. I mean, it's New York. There's a ton of shit, right?
No, there's definitely things. I should get back to it. I would love to go back to writing for the AV Club. That was really fun. because they're legit and they, you know, it'd be a little tricky because everyone I knew was gone from there. But, yeah, you know, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind getting back to that. You know, it was fun to write about things that I'm really into. I'm a big nerd. So I got to write about, you know, nerdy cartoons and,
like,
you know, I wrote about a musical Batman Brave and the Bold episode once. And that was really fun.
No. See, now I'm interested. Tell me about that. A musical Brave and the Bold.
Well, there was a cartoon, Batman Brave and the Bold,
yeah,
that I used to watch with my kids, but it was really for me. And they had an episode called The Music Meister. And
yes.
I still remember, The Music Meister,
yes,
has a song that we all want to hear. It was great. It was Neil Patrick Harris, so the singing was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great, great episode, and I really wanted to write about it. So I somehow managed to, you know, convince the AV Club to let me do a little blurb about it. It was fun. The stuff that's out now is definitely less fun.
Yeah.
You know, you see it when you Google anything, you know, it's all the same. It's the same websites, you know, with, you know, 10 Thanos memes and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, and even in your act, you talk about you're a superhero guy. See, I'm a comic book superhero guy. Like, I'm an old school.
Well, you should do my podcast, Comics Who Love Comic Books.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, you should do that.
You know something? Let's do this. Come on, Brett. Come on. We'll do that. I would love that.
I'm going to have you on.
Are you kidding me? I still have all my comic books, and I'm not even bullshitting.
That's awesome. Then you're booked.
Ready? Watch this. Shogun Warriors, Micronauts, a lot of X-Men stuff. Or it was like, not so much DC. I was into the Marvel, like the good Marvel, before they went all fucking, everybody got a series and everybody said something. And they, you know, X-Men was like, let's go X-Men, like, everything, but like all the miniseries, Machine Man and Scarlet Witch.
Machine Man, I always like Machine Man.
I love Machine Man. See, I'm not bullshitting. I know some stuff. Let's find out what you know. See, here's the thing. I love talking to just people in general, but comics to me are more like outgoing. So as far as the knowledge base and stuff, would you say that you have an extensive knowledge base?
I know what I know. I mean, anytime I feel like there's some people who seem to know so much more. So I'm hesitant to say, like, you know, do I know a tremendous amount about Spider-Man? Absolutely. You know, do I know everything about Frank Miller's Daredevil run? Absolutely.
See, I do these stupid ass things that mean nothing to anybody except me. So when I play the game with you, you and I are speaking virtually instantaneous because we're talking through the Facebook instant messenger. But Facebook is broadcasting our stream at a 5 to 8 second delay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you some questions about famous singers. Because your last name is Singer. Let's not.
Nice.
Why wouldn't we not fuck with that?
Of course.
So let's have some. It'll be in the game. Name of the game is called Singers. Oh, let me set this up. I got this. Let's play the game. That's so stupid. I'm going to get sued for copyright. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I really don't. This is one of the coolest intros ever for a theme. So tonight we're going to play Singer on Singers. So I'm going to ask you about famous singers. I'm going to give you some clues so that it's not all kind of cryptic. I'm going to give you a couple clues to kind of help you along. Here's the first one. If I said this is a famous singer, with a little help from my friends, you are so beautiful and feeling all right.
Can I answer?
Yes.
That would be Joe Cocker.
That would be Joe Cocker. That would be the correct answer. See, that's how simple it is. And the people in the listening audience is probably right now writing Joe Cocker. Like, they're not even there yet. That's how fast we are. So that's the first one. So the goal is to beat the audience, because if you beat the audience, that's the best. So let's see. The second one, and I got one mouse and everything. This one's a little tricky. Bye Bye Love, When Will I Be Loved, and Crying in the Rain.
Buddy Holly?
Nope. Close, though, in that same genre.
Richie Valens?
Same genre, but no.
Oh.
There are two of them. There are two of them, actually.
Bye bye, love.
Yeah. If I say bye, happily bye. Ever. Oh, I just gave it away. If I said.
I don't know. You didn't give it away to me.
I totally just gave it away. If I said happily blank after.
Oh, the Everly Brothers.
The Everly Brothers. That would be correct. Let's see. Did anybody get it right? Oh, they got it right before you did. So, okay, you lost that one. Thanks for having my... Oh, wait a minute, Paul. Oh, wait a minute, because my wife and my friend Paul are both... They're burying each other. All right, so let's see. So they got Everly Brothers. You did not, so I'm going to have to give it to them. How about if I said, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, and 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. That is correct. And nobody's, and you won that one. So you're two, they're one. Let's like, I'm going to, it's always interesting to see how quickly they respond. Anyway, let's move on. If I said, this one's tricky, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Usual Suspects, X-Men, sexual assault allegations.
Brian Singer.
It's a different kind of singer, but it still qualifies. Let's see.
No relation.
No relation. Let's see. Oh, they did get Dolly Parton, but you're late to the party, folks. Let's see if they got that one. I don't care. Let's just keep playing. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Respect, Chain of Fools.
Aretha Franklin.
That is correct. Jailhouse Rock. All Shook Up. Don't Be Cruel.
Oh, the King, Elvis Presley.
That is correct. I Want to Dance with Somebody. How Will I Know? And Higher Love.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, you're burying it. Material Girl. Papa Don't Preach. And Vogue.
Vogue. Madonna.
That's the triple. And When Doves Cry, Little Red Corvette, Purple Rain.
Prince.
You know, if we were in our 20s.
Field trips to Paisley Park, to the family field trip to Paisley Park. It was so much fun.
Did you really?
Yeah, after he died, that they've opened it up. I highly recommend it.
Oh, my God. You know, we saw they did a 60 Minutes thing. He has like so many songs that haven't even been released, and the studio is going to release them. But oh my God, that's like going to Graceland times 1,000.
Yeah, no, it was so cool. It was a little eerie because they show you like what he was working on the night he died.
Oof.
Which is kind of intense.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
I want to be close, but I don't know if I want to be that close.
Yeah, no, that part was weird.
Were you a big 80s? Were you big 80s music? You're not my demographic.
Sure. That was my era.
No.
I mean, I was listening to a lot of hardcore and punk.
So what are you for? You're like maybe 47.
I'll take it.
Yeah. See, I was like 80. I was listening to like EPMD and Run DMC when I was a kid. I was listening to Eric B. and Rakim in the early 90s, and of course Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince, all that stuff. Like here's the thing, it's so fucked up. If you talk to somebody in the 20s, you're like, Little Red Corvette, they're like, is that a car? I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
I saw him live and he did it acoustic, and it was like, the fact that he never released it as a single is just criminal, because it was so good.
Oh.
He's on like a turntable. There's no, probably video. He's on like a turntable and it's sort of slowly moving. And, you know, it's like, Little Red Corvette.
Somebody might. I mean, that may be somewhere. But
I bet you it wouldn't surprise me. It was so good.
See, I was so much into phenomenal. I was so much into Prince, the whole Paisley Park thing. The Time, Moore's Day and the Time. Like I have cassettes of Moore's Day and the time. And of course, the family. Do you know the family? Which was a project.
Who was the family?
The family was basically it was the two girls. It was Lisa and
oh God, I used to know this.
Yeah, it was. Is it Marie? Yes,
I don't
Lisa.
Remember.
Yeah, it was the two girls. It was basically the surgeon, and it was somebody else. That was the family, and they were the ones that originally released "Nothing Compares to You," which Prince right. wrote. But anyway, I'm a huge Prince fan. Like, I've got all the CDs and, like, every CD, even the shitty ones, like Love Sexy, which is a shitty CD. Okay. Oh, Wendy. Oh,
Wendy,
it's Wendy and
right.
Lisa. Thank you, Paul.
Lisa and Wendy.
That was very nice. See, that's why I like when the listeners respond, because
absolutely.
I get to know something. But we're not done. Let's see. This is the most important one. If you get this, you bury the audience. My Way, and you should get this one. The Way You Look Tonight, Fly Me to the Moon, Luck Be a Lady, and New York, New York.
Ah, the chairman, Frank Sinatra.
That would be Frank Sinatra. I think it's a sweep. Let's see. I don't think the audience is even close. So, Brett, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tabulate all these scores because I'm not sure. I think you won. I'm pretty sure you won. But I'm going to tabulate all these scores.
Not that I'm competitive, but I think I won.
The audience is pretty good, but they're very slow. I'm going to verify that. And we're going to take our third and final break. And when I do come back, I'm going to talk to Brett and find out about his first time on stage, his best time on stage, and his worst time on stage. Folks, you're listening to Radio Irregardless, and we will be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still with us on the Facebook Live Messenger is Brett Singer. And again, if you want to follow him, please do. Follow him through his website, brettsinger.com. That's BRETTSINGER. And then you can follow him through his various social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. They're all the same handle. It's the Brett Singer, TheBrettSinger. So I tabulated the scores, Brett. You did, in fact, win 9. You beat the audience 9-1. So because you win, you get this. Why wouldn't you?
You win.
It's so stupid. You win. Bragging rights. You know, it's like, just,
I'll take it.
You want to feel better than everybody else? There you go.
I do. I feel very superior.
So before we let you go, Brett, and I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to actually meeting you in person. So we let you go tonight, let me ask you the 3 questions I ask of all my guests. Please tell me and the lovely listening audience about your first time on stage, your best time on stage and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that chronological order so that we can all enjoy ourselves with the entire.
Well, the first time I told you about that was at the First Timer show. And I did an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. I was doing, I was shot out of a cannon. I was making jokes about my jewelry.
You can't do that, Brett. Do the actual impression. Don't fuck with me. Do the actual impression.
I'm trying to think of what I, you know, it's not the Puma. It's not an amazing impression.
Yes, it is. The first time is always it's the part that we remember the most, but it's all those bits and stuff like that. So you said it's not a Tuma.
Not a Tuma.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was the whole thing. Arnold had just been caught, you know, cheating with the maid.
Oh, yeah, the pool boy. And yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What's he going to have to do to get rid of this? And he's going to have to do Broadway. It was like. It was a whole thing that I would never do now. It was so messy and weird. The best time on stage is very tricky. I'm going to give you a couple. It was very early in my stand-up career. I did a show in New Jersey.
That's the best.
Well, let me finish. It went so well.
Okay.
It was like a 10 or 12 minute set, which at the time was long because I had only been doing like, you know, five, when you first start, you're doing five, six,
yeah,
seven,
yeah, six, seven, yeah, really, 8 minutes.
Really, nobody really gives you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just, it felt so good. And just everything hit, you know, it was just one of those sets where everything lands and, you know, everything coming out of your mouth is sort of getting a laugh. And I wasn't really sure if it would, because I talk about my queer children. You know, my act is, as you said, it's very personal. So that was definitely a good time. I did a longer than usual set about 2 months ago at a place called Vig Bar. Ben Rosenfeld and Michelle Slonim, Sandeep Sen and Eugene Chang run that.
Is that in the city?
Yeah, it's in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, okay.
And Vig Bar. And she said, I'm going to leave you up there for a while. I'm not sure how long. And it ended up being about 22 minutes.
What? I'm going to leave you up there.
And it was great. I had a blast. I was talking to people. You know, it was just, I had a great time. I probably could have done another, I think I had another five in me, you know, before we start, you know, surveying the audience a little bit. But It was good. It was really, it just felt really good to stretch and, you know, just sort of, it's like, okay, I do have material, you know? Yeah. I can do a long set. So, and I, you know, obviously the goal is a half hour. And you know, that's sort of the next milestone is to do a half hour.
Yeah. Let's hold this for a second, because that's a really important moment for a comic when you can, I mean, I've had a lot, I mean, I've been very blessed that I've been doing as long as I have, and I've had a lot of those moments. But when you have that moment where you're doing your thing and it's like, there's some material, but there's some personality, and it's like, I mean, there was a comic who was in Boston, his name was Dave Fitzgerald. And Dave was one of the funniest comics. He, you know, I mean, I've known him for a while, but he passed a while ago. And he said, and he had this deep, raspy voice. He goes, Jesus Christ. He goes, fucking comedy. It's like doing heroin. And it is. It's like once you get that, and when you have those moments on stage, it's the shit. It's those moments where it's so absolutely amazing. And for civilians, it's hard to explain. But when you have those moments, it's just great. And, you know, getting to that 30 minute, you'd be like, I want to get to 40. It's always stay 100.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. It's all, I did 20. I want 30.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's close. I'm definitely close. And then what was it? The worst time?
Yeah. And now that we've heard about your first time, that introduction into the business, the best time where you're like, you feel so good and you're like, you're stretching and you're being that person. Now talk about the worst time because it's always the best. For comics to hear about the worst time, it's the best story. So go.
I don't know if this was really the worst, but it stands out as a bad one. It was right before the pandemic.
Okay.
And it was really nervous. It was a very tense thing because we kind of knew we were going to have to go inside, you know? So it was like nobody was wearing masks yet, but there was definitely talk that things were going to happen. Uh-huh. And everybody was really tense. And I'm sort of doing my thing. And it was a very small audience. And this one guy, and I couldn't even see him. He kept, after everything I said, he went, "Oh, that's great." And it was so annoying. And he just would not let up. And it was like, oh, God. And I'm just trying to get out of it. And I just, you know, I got through my set and it was fine. But it was so frustrating.
That, because it's not like a heckle. It's,
I know. Like, what do you even do with that?
There was a comic who is a good friend of mine who is actually in LA now. There was he got heckled, like quote unquote heckled, by somebody, a woman in the audience, going, "That's funny because it's true." It was this whole thing. So that's the whole thing. I just can't wait for this to be over.
I just kept going.
Yes.
You know, like I didn't have a good comeback. What am I supposed to say? No, it's not great. You know, yes, I am great. I mean, it was a very, and like I said, it was a weird everything. There was this weird thing in the air, you know, like it was just you knew something was coming, and obviously it was. You know, it was like 2 days later. 2 days later, they gave the order and they shut everything down.
Wow, that's funny. So when the person, was it a man or a woman? By the way,
it was a man.
It was a man. So when he was saying, That's right. You just, it's so disarming. You can't do that.
I have to listen back to the tape. I think I tried like a, "Where are you from?"
Holy shit. Did you tape it?
Are you here? Oh yeah. I tape all my sets.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'd have to dig it up. I could probably figure it out.
Here's the thing. Here's what I want you to do, Brad.
It was Greenwich and it was right before the pandemic. So yeah, I could probably figure it out.
Here's what I want you to do. If you let me and I'm on your podcast, I want you to dig that shit up because I want to hear that.
I'll see what I can find.
It's horrible. There's nothing. See, people are like, what's worse than a comic bombing? And the answer is nothing. But what's funnier than a comic killing? A comic dying. the best. Because the whole audience is like, no. And then the like five comics in the back are laughing their asses off. Oh my God. So Brett, it's been so fun having you on the show.
Yeah, and
I don't want to keep you too much. Of course, as always, folks, free stock him, go to his website, brettsinger.com. Check him out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He's at the Brett Singer. But while we get you here, before we let you go, anything you want to promote? You got anything, any big shows coming up in the city?
Well, there's the podcast, Comics Who Love Comic Books on all podcast platforms. It is comedians talking about comic books. If you like comic books, it is deeply, deeply nerdy. We go real deep on all sorts of topics. I don't even remember the last. We talked about a series called Sex Criminals that sounds really good. I'm gonna have to pick up.
Oh.
That's a newer one, and it just, you know, I've interviewed comics creators. I've been doing a lot more of that just to kind of keep things interesting. And it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I think you'd like it.
And it's called Comics Who Love Comic Books. That's going to be cool. But, Brett, I look forward to seeing you in about a week. About a week.
We're going to have some fun.
So thank you for being part of the show. Thank you so much for being part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you very soon. Brett, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Thank you.
And have a great night, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot. You too.
All right. Brett Singer, everybody. There we go. He just went good. So fun. And oh my God, I can't wait. And it's going to be so much fun to have all these comics just coming into the Salem area, and I'm looking forward to it so much. So, folks, let me tell you what I got going on. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Soho Asian Restaurant in, I believe that's Hudson, New Hampshire. Friday night, I'm currently not working, but, you know, the phone will ring. I'll get some shit going. And then, of course, Saturday night, I'll be at Loon Mountain. I believe Greg Bogus, Chris D. Folks, and as always, if you want to be part of the show, email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, 219-9294. Next week, January 25th, the comedian will be Adriana Samorian. She's, again, one of the comics at the festival. Folks, we'll see you soon. Have a great night. We'll see you.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.